For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Hannah Moore, the senior captain. And Hannah, first of all, coming into this weekend, you knew it was going to be a battle with the Bulldogs. Obviously, they were seeking some revenge. What was it about the Bulldogs that they were able to take you guys off your game?
Well, they were on their toes, and they were really aggressive, and they had some urgency that we didn't have.
Your team did get a couple of good looks, obviously, out shooting the Bulldogs. It's one of the things on the list of things to do. What else do you guys need to do?
We definitely just need to have urgency again, but also get more pucks on net. We missed a lot of shots. She gives rebounds, so having people crash the net, and I think we'll be golden.
Your team gave up 5 goals. You guys haven't done that in a while. To a team like the Bulldogs that have probably one of the most dangerous top lines in the league, what is it going to take to stop that line?
I think as the weekend goes on, and hopefully when we get into Sunday's game, they're going to get tired because they're out there every other shift, every third shift. So I think it's going to wear on them if we just keep battling away and not worry about so much who's on the ice, but just making sure that we have good defense from the forwards and the defense.
Talking to Coach Scanlon in our post game, he mentioned that all 5 of those Bulldog goals were basically turnovers. How do you control things like that from happening?
Again, urgency. I think a lot of our turnovers, I know I had one. If I was urgent with the puck and got it up the ice quicker, I would have been fine. So I think that we just need to make sure we pick up the trailers, because though they started with the turnovers, it's the people without the puck that end up getting the chances to score.
You, as the senior captain, what did you tell your team after this loss?
I mean, I just said we got to stay positive, especially on the bench. It's easy to get down when you're down and point fingers, but we just need to stay up, shake it off, because we have 2 more games of hockey hopefully left.
Alexis Dre scored the lone goal for your team, a sophomore defenseman. You know it's not a good thing when your lone goal comes off of a defenseman who basically played it up the slot for herself to score unassisted. As a forward, you don't like to see your defense having to score like that, do you?
I mean, we'll take a goal from anyone. Defense, hey, if Britt scores a goal, I'd be just as happy as if I scored a goal. But we need a bigger push from our forwards, obviously. If it's going to be a high-scoring game, that we need to keep up with, too.
How do you keep the emotions at bay in a game, too, where your backs are against the wall?
You know, I'm one to talk. I got emotional on the first goal because I was in the play for that one, but it's a 10-second rule. You're upset about it, you're mad, you learn from it, and you move on and make sure it doesn't happen again, kind of thing.
How can you use anger from a game where you lose 5-1 into game 2 to kind of give you an advantage?
You know what? There's tons of anger that, even starting with the media before we even started this weekend, hearing the doubts on the Beavers, you just use that and you want to prove people wrong. So you want to play that much more gritty, and the game got pretty physical, so it was perfect.
Well, you know you'll never hear me talking bad about the Beavs. I know there's 2 more games left. What do you guys need to do to win game 2?
Lots of shots and just keep it going.
On a side note, you find out this week that Stephanie Anderson gets named to Team USA. Great positive for your team. How happy are you for her?
I'm unbelievably happy. That's my roommate, my friend. She's in my class. But, you know, I wasn't surprised. I assumed she'd make it. So we're really happy for her. And hopefully we can carry it over to the game tomorrow and go get them.
Good luck. Go get them. Like you said, good luck against the Bulldogs tomorrow.
Thank you.